Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, before we come up to pray together, we'd like to continue to study the book of Galatians.
奉圣名，我们在祷告之前，我们继续来学习加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
我们看加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, verse 23.
23节
Gentleness, self-control, again, such there is no law. So the two previous sections we have studied, the first six fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚提到这个两个这个圣所结的果子的两个部分的六个层面。
As a messenger of God, we need to be filled with the love of God.
作为神的使者，我们需要我们应具有爱心。
As a messenger filled with the joy of God.
我们也要被这个我们也要当有喜乐。
As a messenger of God, we need to be filled with the peace of God.
我们作为一个神的使者。我们应该有神所赐给我们平安的心。
And only that we can fill these three things that we will to serve our fellow man.
除此以外，我们作为一个神的使者来做一个侍奉的态度。
Because when we fill with love, peace, and joy, it's normal to be able to be patient.
那么我们既然有被仁爱、喜乐跟平安所充满，我们就当会有忍耐。
When we fill with love and joy and peace, it's natural.To always have kindness toward one another.
我们也会很自然的对别人有恩慈跟怜悯的心。
When we fill with love, joy, and peace, it's always natural to have goodness and do good to one another.
那我们也这样也因如此，我们也会有一个良善的心，向众人行善。
And the last three fruit of the Holy Spirit is faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
那么最后一个部分就是信实、温柔、节制。
And these three things reflect how we are as a messenger of God.
那么这样表现出我们作为一个神使者所具有的态度。
Because faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control is come within ourselves and goes out to characterize who we are.
所以信实、温柔、节制是发自于内心，也表现出我们是一个什么样性格的人。
As a servant of God, if we are not faithful, and then it's impossible to serve God.
那么作为一个神的仆人，如果你不具有信实的心，没有一个忠实的心，是没有办法来侍奉的。
If you think about relationship with God,
我们来探讨一下跟神的关系。
Can you imagine if God chose us to serve Him and we never faithful in anything? How can God use us?
试想，如果神拣选我们来侍奉他，可是我们对他的忠诚度不够，那又会怎么样？
That's why we've always been sharing with one another. From the least thing in church to the great thing in church, we should always be faithful continually.
所以我们做侍奉的工作，不论是大事或是小事，我们都应该有一颗忠诚的心。
Because in the eyes of God, if you clean the toilet to give sermon, you're the same thing.
所以在神的眼光里面，一个清洗厕所的工作和正道的工作在神的眼里面是同等的重要。
Why? Because both duties are serving God.
因为这两样工作都是侍奉。
So our faithfulness, first of all, has to be toward God.
所以我们要对神具有一个忠诚的心。
Because God is the first person we want to please.
因为神是最得神的喜得神的喜悦是首要的。
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 25.
我们看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 25.
第二十五章。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Matthew 25, verse 21.
马太福音书二十五章二十一节。
His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord.
二十一节，主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理。”
This is the parable of the talents.
这是按才干受托付的比喻。
So during the time the master gave his servant one five talents.
那在我们看到主人这个主人给仆人五千银子
，one two talent and other one talent。
那么另外一个人是一千银子，另外一个是两千银子。
So the servant who had received five talent came back and received another five talent。
所以当主人回来以后， 这个拿了五千的就跟他的主人说我又赚了五千。
And another servant came have two talent, came with another two talent.
那么那个拿两千去的
So that's why in verse 21 it says, His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things.
所以仆人称上说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人你在不多的事上有忠心我要派我要把许多事派你管理
So this help of talent all has to do with being faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个按才干受托付的比喻 告诉我们说，我们应当要如何的忠诚。And
those of us who are faithful will enter into the joy of the Lord.
那么我们做一个忠诚的仆人，才能够进来享受主人的快乐。But
what happened to the one who received one talent?
可是那个只赢了一千银子的人又怎么样呢？
This one talent is the least of two talents and the five talents.
那么这个赢一千银子的。
So to make an extra talent, it should be much easier than the servant who have five talents.
因为他领的比这个零，因为他领的是一千，当然是比零五千的要少，所以他要去赚另外的一千银子，应该是比较容易。
But you read in verse 24.
我们看二十四节和二十五节。
Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping what you have not sown and gather where you have not scattered seed. Verse 25.
25节,
and I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Verse 26.
26节,
but his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So we see this servant who had one talent came and told the master that he was he knew that the master he's a hard man.
那么这个领了一千银子的来见他的主人说，我知道你是忍心的人。
But even though he's a hard man, he knew that he would not reap wherever he have not sown.
没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。
And he would not gather where he have not scattered.
没有善的地方你要聚敛。
And he also said he was afraid. That's why he hid the talent in the ground.
所以我就害怕，就把你的一千银子埋藏在地里。
So the servant who received one talent, he's not faithful to his master.
所以这个领一千银子的仆人对他的主人就不够忠诚。
So because of this, in verse 26, his master called him, "You wicked and lazy servant."
所以在二十六节里，主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人。”
Even though the servant come out with many excuses that he's afraid of this, he's afraid of that. But on the end, his master concluded, the reason he was not faithful, because he's wicked, and because he was lazy.
虽然这个仆人用了很多的借口和理由来回答, 最后他的主人说,你是又懒又饿的,
So that's why for us as a messenger of God,
同样的,
we need to manifest this faithfulness inside of us.
所以我们要在心内表现出我们对神的忠心。
If we are faithful to God,
如果我们对神忠心的话,
for sure it's very easy to be faithful to man.
那么我们对人也会忠心。
And if we be able to do this, this means we can be able to please God and to please man.
我们如此行的话，我们就能够能得神的喜悦，也能够得人的喜悦。
So the first most we need to be able to be faithful to our God.
所以我们第一件要做的就是要对神忠心。
So if we are not faithful to God, we become a wicked and lazy servant.
我们如果对神不够忠诚的话。
That's why for us as a younger generation, we really need to focus on this.
所以作为一个年轻的下一代，我们应该很集中的来探讨这件事。
Many of us are in late 20s and early 30s.
各位在座有很多是二十几岁或者是三十几岁的。
We have another 30, 40 years to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们还有差不多30到40年的 这个光景来侍奉神。
And these 30, 40 years, we truly need to redeem the time because our time go by very quickly.
所以在这三四十年的光阴里面, 我们要善用时间, 因为时光很快的就过去了。
Because when we get older, we cannot do much.
当我们到年老的时候, 我们就不能做什么了。
But now is the time that we should serve our Lord with faithfulness.
所以在当今这个时候, 现今这个时候, 我们应该用一颗忠诚的心来侍奉他。
Let's also turn the book of Hebrew chapter 10.
我们看希伯来书,
Hebrew chapter 10.
第十章,
Hebrew chapter 10 verse 23.
希伯来书第十章二十三节
Verse 23
23节
Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Verse 24.
24节,
and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Verse 25.
25节,
not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So verse 23, verse 25 actually tell us here we need to be faithful to our brethren who's in the church.
所以这边说我们对主内的弟兄姐妹们也应该有一个忠诚的心来侍奉。
Because when we are faithful to our fellow brethren,
如果我们对弟兄对我们的兄弟忠诚的话,
this is to tell that we hold fast to the confession.
那么,
we that mean it hold fast in verse 23. Then it proved that we are hold fast to the confession of our hope.
但也要坚持我们所存的指望，不致摇动。
And we know deep down inside our heart, we know that what God's promised to us, He's very faithful to repay.
我们知道我们所信的是真实的，是不至于摇动的。
And that's why verse 24 and say, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
所以24节说要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So for us to stir up love and good works, this all has to do with our faithfulness to one another.
所以我们应该彼此有具有这种这个一种侍奉的心，我们要彼此能够用忠诚的心来侍奉。
And verse 25 said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
25节说, 你们不可停止聚会, 好像那些停止惯粮的人。
And do not forget to exhort one another.
倒要彼此劝勉。
Because we know that the day is approaching.
因为我们知道那日子临近。
Actually, the best time that I feel I'm the most joyful is during this kind of event.
其实我感到最喜乐的时光就是参加这样子的聚会。
Even though sometimes as speakers we feel tired physically.
虽然在肉体上有时候作为一个传道人会感到疲倦。
But this is the time that we feel the most joy.
可是在灵里面这却是的确是我最喜乐的时候。
Why? Because when we see brothers and sisters come together, worship God and glorify the name of God, we cannot do anything better except for these things.
所以我们看到弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜神，来侍奉神的时候，这是最值得我们感到喜乐的。
So we need to be faithful to God and to men.
所以我们对人要忠心，对神也要忠心。
Especially those of us who are in the household of God.
尤其是我们在神的殿里面。
And only then we can truly receive the crown of life.
这样子的话，我们才能够真正具有这个生命才有价值和意义。
That's why we go to the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录,
the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录,
I forgot what chapter I'm gonna. But you know, one of the churches, Lord Jesus Christ, told you that you have to be faithful until the end.
你要忠诚到底.
And if you are faithful until the end, and then receive right the crown of life.
这样你才得到生命的冠冕.
So we know this is how important for us as a servant of God. We need to be faithful until the end.
所以我们作为一个神的仆人，应该要忠诚到底。
So we can receive the crown of life and enter the glory of the Lord.
这样我们才能够得到荣耀的冠冕。
And the next fruit is the eighth fruit, that is to be gentle or to be meek.
那么接下来的另外一个层面就是温柔节制。
And why is it so important for us to be gentle and to be meek as a messenger of God?
那么作为一个神的仆人，为什么温柔和节制是重要的？
Because as a messenger of God, we need to receive the word of God.
因为作为一个神的仆人，我们要从神那边领受教训。
And our heart need to be full of humility or meekness.
所以我们要具有一个温柔谦卑的心。
Just like a ground, if we sow a seed into a ground, it's very hard. The ground will not be able to take the seed, and the seed will not be able to grow and mature.
所以如果这个土地是很硬的，那这个种子就不能够发芽，不能结果。
Let's turn the book of James.
我们看一下雅各书。
The book of James.
雅各书。
Thank you. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 21.
雅各书第一章21节。
James chapter 1, verse 21.
雅各书第一章21节。
Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul.
21节，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈溢的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道， 就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Actually, this is a trick for us to grow as a messenger of God.
啊，所以这就是我们作为一个神的使者的，要成长的这个的要道。
First, we need to lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness.
啊，所以我们要脱去一切，放下一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。
So when we come here to study the Word of God together, our heart must be full of humility and meekness.
啊，所以我们来学习神话语的时候，要带着一颗谦卑跟温柔的心。
Because the Word that come to us, it must be implanted in our heart.
啊，因为神的话要栽种在我们的心内。
And this word not only to be this word able to save our soul.
啊，因为神将用神的话能够拯救我们的灵魂。
So this is why it's so important for us to be full of humility and meekness.
这就是为什么我们要具有一颗谦卑跟温柔的心。
So we ourselves are full of humility.
啊，我们如果充满了这个充满了。
So when we talk to our fellow brethren, encourage our fellow brethren, heart of humility.
所以我们去勉励别的弟兄姐妹们的时候，我们也带有一颗谦卑的心。
If you go to Book Galatians chapter 6,
我们看加拉太书。
Let's go to Galatians chapter 6.
给加拉太书第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
加拉太书第六章第一节。
Brethren, if a man is overtaken any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
And this is a great wisdom for us who want to restore those who have overtaken by trespasses.
啊，所以我们对这些被过犯所胜的人，我们要如何来对待他们？
Because they already are weak in faith.
因为他们在信心上已经软弱了。
If they are weak in faith and use harsh word to try to restore them, it's very difficult.
对于这已经灵性软弱的人，我们如果用重话跟他们来讲是没有用的。
But rather we need to use gentle words and encouraging word to speak to them.
我们当用温柔的话去劝勉他们。
But while doing this, we also need to be careful with ourselves.
但是我们自己也要谨慎。
But if we already manifest this first seven fruit, we should not worry.
所以我们如果已经具有了这些圣灵的果子，我们就应该就不会担心。
Because this is the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为这些都是我们被圣灵所充满的迹象。
So for us, if we are full of humility, it's very easy to encourage to restore those who have fallen into the hand of Satan.
所以我们如果有这个温柔跟这个谦卑的心，我们就可以挽回那些灵里面软弱的人。
And also, let's go to 1 Peter.
我们看一下彼得前书
First Peter chapter 3
第三章
First Peter chapter 3
彼得前书第三章
Chapter 3 verse 1 to verse 6
第一节到第六节
Actually let's just read let's read verse 4 start from verse 4
第四节
First Peter maybe it's gonna sorryActually, the verse that I want to find out is that when people come to you and ask you concerning the hope that we have in Christ.
好，我要跟你们，其实我想要讲的就是说，如果有人来问你们关于这个concerning about Christ.
Yeah, the hope that we have in Christ.
关于这个基督的盼望，我们从基督那边的盼望得到的盼望。
Be able to, we should be able to answer them with a heart of humility and gentleness.
我们应该用温柔的心，谦卑的心来回答他们。
Because the hope that is in us, actually, because through, right, the hope is in us, we need to explain them clearly. So if we don't do with meekness and gentleness, then it's very difficult for them to accept what we believe.
所以，我们跟他们讲解有关盼望的事情，如果没有用一颗谦卑跟温柔的心，是很难来说明清楚。
So that's why it's so important for us when we think about, you know, being gentle and being meek. First is to help us to receive the implanted word of God.
所以我们要有一个温柔的跟谦卑的心。来接受神的话语扎根在我们的心内。
And second, give us the wisdom to be able to restore our fellow brethren.
也再下来，我们 带着圣灵的力量，以谦卑跟温柔的心，挽回那些被引诱的软弱的弟兄姐妹。
And third is to be able to answer those who question the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也能够用这样的心态跟那些来查问关于基督盼望的人。
回答那些来查问有关基督盼望的人。 And the last one is self-control.
那么最后就是节制。
What can we say about self-control?
那么我们要如何来探讨节制呢？
Actually, sometimes self-control is very difficult.
实际上，要做到节制。
For example, those of us who like to eat, it's very difficult not to eat.
比如喜欢吃的人，要他节制是很困难的。
And for those of us who like to sleep, it's also very difficult not to sleep.
那些贪睡的人，你如果叫他在睡眠上有所控制，也是困难的。
But everything we do in life, we must have self-control.
可是不论做什么事情，我们都要有节制。It's
good to eat, but eating too much is no good.
我们吃是件好事，可是过量是不好的。And
it's good to sleep, but sleeping too much is no good.
虽然睡眠很重要，可是睡得太多也是不好。So
this means we can apply self-control to every aspect of our life.
所以在我们生活里面的任何一个层面，节制是很重要的。But
how can we truly have this kind of self-control?
那么我们要如何具有这种节制的态度呢？
Actually, we must ask the Holy Spirit to help us in this aspect.
所以我们要在这个层面上，我们需要圣灵的帮助。Let's
go to the book of Romans chapter 8.
我们看罗马书第八章,
the book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章,
chapter 8 verse 11.
第十一节,
verse 11.
第十一节,
but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Verse 12.
第十二节,
therefore, brethren, we are debtor not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Verse 13.
13节,
for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put death, the deeds of the body, you will live. Verse 14.
14节,
for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So these four verses, we can see very clearly. If we want to overcome our self-control, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以这三节告诉我们说，如果我们要一个这个节制的心，我们要靠着圣灵的力量。
Because the Spirit is the same Spirit that resurrects Jesus from the dead. It's the Spirit that lives inside of us.
这个圣灵也就是使耶稣基督复活的圣灵，也是住在我们心里的圣灵。
So only when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can have self-control to do things moderately.
所以只有充满的时候，我们才能够有一颗节制的心。
Of course, we need to ask in a prayer.
当然我们在祷告里面，我们要向神祈求。
When we kneel down and pray, we ask God to be able to give us the strength to overcome the things that we usually do that is, you know, that we have no self-control.
所以我们要求神祷告给我们力量，尤其是当我们没有办法能够节制。
That's why, you know, if we think about Christian life, we can do anything we want to do.
所以作为一个基督徒，在生活里面，我们好像什么事都可以做。
But the things we want to do, make sure do not have control over us.
但是我们不要被事情所控制。
If the things that we want to do have control over us, this means we have no self-control.
如果我们被所做的事情所控制，那么我们就失去了节制。
And last of all, if we truly want to overcome us, to have self-control,
我们如果想要有节制的话,
we need to put on the whole armor of God.
我们就要披戴这个主耶稣基督全副的军装。
And this whole armor of God, it is the word of God.
那么这个全副的这个军装, 就是神的话。
So for us as the messenger of God,
所以作为一个神的使者,
in conclusion, we cannot live without manifesting this ninth fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们没有办法不彰显这个圣灵所结的果子的这九个层面。
If we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们如果被圣灵所充满的话,
we will bear fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那我们就会结圣灵的果子。
If we bear fruit of the Holy Spirit,
我们如果能结圣灵的果子,
this means we are truly the messenger of God.
那我们才是真正
If we truly a messenger of God,
我们如果是真的神的使者,
then we will be filled with love, joy, and peace.
那么我们就会有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
But if we are false prophet,
我们如果是假先知的话,
if we are not true messenger of God,
我们如果不是真的神的使者,
we'd be filled with hatred, jealousy, and outbursts of wrath.
我们如果是充满了嫉妒、愤怒,
if we truly are messenger of God,
但是我们如果是一个神真正的使者,
we would have long suffering toward one another.
我们就会对别人有忍耐,
we would have kindness and goodness toward one another.
我们对别人会有恩慈和良善,
but if we are not truly the messenger of God,
如果我们不是真的神的使者,
we would be filled with jealousy.
那我们就充满了妒忌,
we would be filled with contention.
我们就会充满了这个贪婪,
we would be filled with sexual immorality.
那么我们就会犯 这个苟合的事情,
if we truly a messenger of God,
但是我们如果是真正是神的使者,
we be filled with his Holy Spirit,
我们就会被他的灵所充满,
so we will be faithful, we will be gentle, and we will have self-control,
我们就会有信实, 温柔和节制,
but if we not true messenger of God,
但是我们如果不是真正神的使者,
our heart will always be filled with jealousy and contention,
我们的心充满了这个种种的这个恨恶跟妒忌,
no wonder for prophets on the end days, God will cast them to everlasting fire.
那么假先知在末后的日子里面, 神要把他丢到永火里面去。
But for us as a true messenger of God,
可是我们做神真的使者,
if we manifest love, peace and joy inside our heart,
我们如果彰显神的爱,
long suffering, kindness, goodness inside our heart,
忍耐恩慈良善,
faithfulness, gentleness and self-control inside our heart,
信实温柔节制,
no wonder we will lead us to everlasting life.
那这样子才会带领带到我们到永生的路上。
But the only way we can manifest these nine things is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么我们要来彰显这九个层面，就要被圣灵所充满。
So be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要被圣灵所充满。
So we can walk in His Spirit.
这样子我们能够在灵里面行走。
So we can live in His Spirit.
这样我们也能够住在灵里面。
So we can truly be the messenger of God.
那我们才能够 成为真正神的使者来传扬这个得救的福音。
So we truly praise and thank God.
我们真正感谢跟赞美主。
Let's come up and kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。